That is us coming in here on the queue of Rod Stewart, Forever Young. I know that's how we all feel between our ears. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, ladies, in this wonderful studio today, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Woohoo! That's great. It's like we almost practiced. You're listening to us on Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We are so glad to have you this morning. I'm Robin Gunn, your hostess, and also I'm the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And we also put on an expo for the last 4 years called Second Half Expo. And that'll be October the 21st this year at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum from 8 o'clock until 1 o'clock. So I hope to see you there because it's free everything. My grandpa told me if you can find something for free, buy it.
He sounds like a wise man.
Very wise man. I'm going to explain to you who we have in the studio. We have SSM Health St. Anthony again, but we are here with another doctor and also with Lynette that was on our show last week because their show was so good. And that was actually with Dr. Verma's husband, Bobby, Dr. Bobby Verma.
That is right.
Okay, we're bringing in the wife now. That's good.
You get the whole package deal, I guess.
I love it. Okay. Gitika?
That is correct.
Gitika. Okay. Dr. Gitika Verma, certified by the Oklahoma Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. That means you're a smart ticket.
Thank you.
Yes, that's beautiful. And an expert in both adult, child, and adolescent care. Dr. Gitika Verma serves as a medical director of outpatient services at SSM Health St. Anthony Hospital in Oklahoma City. She's at the one that's in Midtown, correct?
That is correct.
All righty. And then right next to her, we have, joining us, is Lynette Long. Hi, Lynette.
Hi.
I've known you for many years.
Many.
Yes. How long have you been at SSM Health St. Anthony?
Like 21 years.
Yeah,
long time.
I figured it was double digit. Who is a licensed professional counselor and director of the outpatient services for SSM Health Behavioral Health, are both here today to share with us about multiple mental health outpatient services, which is extremely needed and something that people don't need to put on the back shelf. They need to face it and get professional help. And I know I've been one of those people, and it's helped me immensely. So you have outpatient services or health care that you can receive with an appointment rather than something requiring an overnight hospital stay, which I know some people get trepidatious about. But you can do some outpatient.
That is true. Yeah, that is correct.
That's wonderful. I just wanted to ask both of you, Lynette and Dr. Verma, SSM Health St. Anthony, what would you say it is like to work for this company? Take it away, both of you. Just tell me, because I have had great experiences with it.
It is a wonderful place to work. I have been there for about 5+ years now.
Okay.
And I can truly say I enjoy the team I work with, whether it's the administrative team or the team of people in the office setting or the inpatient setting. They're all wonderful people, very yes. dedicated to our mission. Mm-hmm. And they listen. Mm-hmm. Both to our needs as providers and especially to the need of our patients to give them the best possible care so we can make changes and move in the right direction, especially when mental health is so stigmatized in many different
yes,
ways. So we need to be working together to make it better for our community.
Work together is better. That's right. So, Lynette, what would you like to add on the tail end of that?
So I think Dr. Verma mentioned our mission, mm-hmm. and that is through our exceptional healthcare services, we reveal the healing presence of God.
Ah.
So we're a faith-based organization, and so I think it's so important to be a vessel of God's work.
Mm.
And so that's part of the reason why I love to be there. But
couldn't agree yeah. more. You were saying that before the mic's rolling, you've been there 21 years.
Yes.
And
long time.
Dr. Verma, 5.5. Has your husband been there as long as you have?
He's been there longer than me.
Oh, has he? Okay.
He's been there for 7+ years now.
All right. And he's in Midwest City.
He's at the Midwest City campus.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. This is our opening act, and I'm so excited about having them today. I seriously am, because this is a issue that we need to address, especially with our seniors or anybody, any age. But seniors tend to go through isolation and loneliness. So this is Robin Gunn, your host and publisher of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, on Freedom 96.9. We'll be right back with this fantastic show. Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond and UCO.
We are a small community, very family-friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all-inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out. Our family atmosphere, our close-knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated. Give us a call at 405-531-3444. 405-531-3444. Again, we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's V-I-L-L-A-G-I-O Living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey, listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com, and just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Lilley, that's Madison MADISON.LILEY at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion, or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
Hello there, this is Robin Gunn, your hostess, coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, I got my duets here. And we are on Freedom 96.9 FM. So glad you're joining us today. And many of you are listening by podcast, too. So I welcome everyone that is turning a listening ear to this very needed information and education you're going to get concerning mental health. I'm talking with Lynette Long, who is a licensed professional counselor and director of the outpatient services at SSM Health, Behavioral Health. Dr.
Gitika.
That's right. See, you did that right.
I know, right? I have some practice.
Dr. Gitika Verma. All righty. So I'm going to ask you the first question. We had the bios in our first segment. So Dr. Verma, tell us a little bit about yourself, your education, your practice, and the types of patients you care for.
So I did my initial medical education in India, and we migrated to Oklahoma City about 22 years ago. So this has been home for a long time.
Definitely.
I did my residency up at Griffin Memorial Hospital in Norman. Then I did my fellowship in child and adolescent psychiatry up at OUHSC up in the city. And I have been working at St. Anthony's now for 5.5 years. We care for all aspects of mental health under the umbrella of St. Anthony Hospital. Inpatient care, we have outpatient services, and let me tell you a little bit more about the different level of outpatient services we have.
Okay.
We have an outpatient clinic that you can come in for routine appointments and have a visit with the physician and the nurse. And within that umbrella, we also do injection clinic for patients who need long-term injections for mental health reasons. And so you come in for your visit once a month or once in 3 months as the injection is scheduled. We also have a very unique service with the transcranial magnetic stimulation, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. We also provide esketamine nasal spray services, and we also do regular clinic visit appointments. Along with that, we also at St. Anthony have intensive outpatient services as well as partial hospitalization services for people who do not need to be inpatient and can get their mental health needs met with a different level of care.
So you mentioned this nasal ketamine.
Yes.
I did the drip, but they talked to me about the nasal. Is it a certain, is that a diagnosis that comes from the doctor, which one they would need?
So ketamine by itself can be given 3 different ways. I prefer to do the intranasal spray, which is very similar to one of the nasal sprays that you would do for a congested nose. Mm-hmm. But this one has to be done under supervision because it's a controlled medication.
Yes.
And it is easier to do that rather than doing a more invasive way of doing an IV or an IM infusion of the medication. It's easier on the patient and much safer way of providing the same medication for depression.
It's good to know that that's out there and that y'all offer it. So, Lynette, I'm going to talk to you specifically what is available for seniors and others on outpatient basis. And is outpatient something that would be determined by the doctor? Can the patient come in and say, I want to be outpatient?
First, the patient kind of identifies that they've got an issue, and they will call, the outpatient services at first, and then, we can see them, the doctor will visit with them, and then Dr. Verma will visit with them about what's going on and see what they're a good candidate for, whether that be TMS or esketamine, or just medication management. She might refer them to therapy services, or she could refer them to one of our intensive outpatient services or partial hospitalization services as well.
And so you're a certified counselor. Do you take on some of these patients sometimes?
So I'm a director, so no.
Oh, you're a director.
Yeah, I don't do any direct patient care anymore.
All right. Well, I didn't realize this, that SSM Health St. Anthony is one of the state's largest private providers for mental health services. That is a great feather in your cap.
Thank you. I think you're very proud of it.
Lynette, could you give us an overview of offerings available via SSM Health Behavioral Health?
We have the acute inpatient care for adult and geriatric patients. And then we also have some different things as well, like our START program. So if you have chemical dependency issues and you'd like to detox, we have a facility for that. And Bobby does that program. Dr. Verma. He also does electroconvulsive therapy. We're one of the few places in the state that offers ECT. And that would be if you had major depression, you had a lot of issues and didn't maybe you started out in inpatient care, but then we offered ECT to help work on that depression so you could get out of inpatient. But it is an invasive treatment, so that's why some folks like to go with the TMS instead, because it's non-invasive. We also have our intensive and outpatient and partial hospitalization programs. Along with Dr. Verma's outpatient clinic in Midtown, we also have another outpatient clinic in South Oklahoma City. And then we have programs for children and adolescents. We do acute inpatient psychiatric care for kids all the way down to age 4 up to 17. We have three what we call acute 2 programs, which are a little bit longer stay for kids with developmental disabilities. That another one of our programs is for kids that are difficult to treat, hard to place, treatment-resistive kind of kiddos. So we do a little bit of everything.
It sounds like it.
We have what we call a full continuum of care at SSM Health.
And do you actually see, which I know you do, so this is kind of a rhetorical question, but, you know, people walk out going, oh, my word, I feel 100% better?
So we see a lot of patients that particularly in ECT, these people are very severely depressed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 3 or 4 sessions in, they really see it start to lift and they're able to start doing activities of daily living again. And specifically our TMS and our esketamine. Also, within just a few visits, they really start coming alive again. They're able to go back to the grocery store and
love
things that they weren't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to interact with their family and friends. Maybe they can go to church again mm-hmm. because they have the energy to go.
Oh, and then it just starts lifting an independence on you. All of that's absolutely beautiful to me. So, Dr. Verma, we mentioned earlier that outpatient services are those that can be received without an overnight hospital stay. For example, a checkup with your primary care provider is an outpatient appointment. In general terms, could you tell us why it's important to offer outpatient services for people seeking mental health treatment?
Yes. So mental health treatment should be treated through all the spectrum of the disease. You need the acute inpatient stay, but after that, what happens? After that, they need continuity of care.
Mm.
And we should be able to provide that to a patient, not in having to send them to different places and falling through the cracks and looking for where am I going next for my next visit or
that'd just
medication.
Be depressing again.
Exactly. So we should be able to provide them care and help throughout the course of the illness. And therefore, the outpatient services become such an important component that you have continuity of care without hopefully needing to be back in the hospital for an overnight stay.
Mm. That's very good. Lynette, I understand that SSM Health St. Anthony has an outpatient mental health clinic that is unique to the mental health care space. Could you please tell us a little bit about this clinic and what it offers Oklahomans?
We are really excited because Dr. Verma has a clinic that really focuses on providing care that's utilizing really an expanded and enhanced and leading edge treatment options. So the outpatient clinic administers long-acting injectables with coordination by our on-site pharmacy. We provide transcranial magnetic stimulation treatments, and we facilitate esketamine nasal spray treatments, as well as the traditional medication management that other sites offer. So really, this clinic has just everything under one roof, which is really nice for patients.
Very nice. Okay, that's good to know. We're going to take a break. Got to pay for the air real estate. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which I'm giving a cue to. What does that stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on 96.9 FM. We will be right back with this fantastic and very needed show today. That's us, the shortest intro in our show. So we're talking to SSM Health St. Anthony, we have Dr.
Githika Verma.
Githika Verma. Her husband was on last week, Dr. Bobby Verma. And then Lynette is here. She is the Director of Outpatient Services, Lynette Long. Lynette was talking a little bit about this clinic that is Dr. Verma's. Is it your brainchild?
Well, it would not have happened without everybody coming on board.
Well, of course. Nobody's a one-woman thing, but yes, you're right. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
When we started the clinic, and we are very used to seeing this traditional form of clinic when you go in to see your physician and you get your medication management, our goal was to provide all forms of services under one roof so that patients do not have to go looking for each piece of that puzzle at different places. People who have mental illness, life is hard as it is for them, and we want to give them the best support possible so they can at least one part of their life is easier if we can make it. So the goal was to give all possible care under one roof.
You're so right about people getting lost in the shuffle, and this keeps that not happening. So Dr. Verma, why might an outpatient care option be particularly valuable for seniors? And is that, what's a senior to SSM Health St. Anthony? Is it 50? Is it 55, 60, 65?
60? I would say,
I mean,
so
I know
anybody
AARP
60.
Says it's 50.
So then 50 it is.
As a senior, we're going to say 50 plus. What are the outpatient care options?
Seniors become such a special section of our population and the community that we serve, because by that time you're thinking of retiring, your children have moved out of the house, and the loneliness factor sets in, or it's a different stage and phase of life. And sometimes there is issues with transportation. So if we can help get all your care for mental health under one roof and at one stop, hopefully we can decrease some of that confusion of maintaining multiple appointments and having to drive to different places or asking for rides.
That just adds to the anxiety.
Yes.
It really does.
And then you maybe not want to come in for appointments.
Right.
We are trying to our best to avoid that.
I love that you're doing that. So, Dr. Verma, we know that depression is very prevalent in our world today, and sadly, it is all too common among seniors and their caregivers, which I was a caregiver, and so was my mother, to my father for 13 years with dementia and Alzheimer's, and it can really, the stress factor that can go on that caregiver, there's 240,000 that we know of in our state. Of family caregivers. And so they begin to feel isolated in different ways. Today, we are going to talk a bit about what's known as major depression, because I've really never known. It sounds like it's the top level.
It pretty much is.
It's, okay. Could you please tell us a bit about that condition?
So like most illnesses, all the mental illnesses exist on a spectrum. And so the severity of the disease and how much it affects your quality of life and your day-to-day activities would contribute towards how we assess the level of the disease. So major depressive disorder, whether it would be the most severe, like you said, top category
levels
of depression.
Yeah.
And that would mean that it affects, you have more symptoms of depression, which could include things like isolating, having a lot of negative self-thoughts, having self-doubt that also increases as people get older about our ability to go about life and do things, feeling a lot more tearful more often, feeling like that you are not worth it or not good enough for people, or whatever you're doing is not enough.
Right.
So all of those factors, and if you start checking those categories, that is when a person would be diagnosed as having major depressive disorder.
And so would that, can that be treated with outpatient sometimes?
Yes, it can be treated with outpatient services. And the good part is that if you are with our outpatient services, if we see that you are declining even with being on medications, we have the other options like ketamine spray, or we have TMS or ECT that we can be offered to you, but all on outpatient service basis.
Okay.
And if we still see that the patient is not doing well, we can ask them to come into inpatient.
Gotcha.
And then after they're discharged, we can continue with the outpatient services. So it's
a whole
360
cycle.
Degrees.
Yeah, that's great. Fantastic. What symptoms of depression should someone look out for? That's a great question. In themselves or a loved one that they're a caregiver for that should prompt them to seek care?
If you see a change in the behavior from where they are usually at, that's a good place to start looking at and paying more attention to this person. Mm-hmm. If they seem more withdrawn, if they seem like they're not enjoying and laughing at the TV shows they would regularly laugh at, or they're not going to church as they would or interact with people at church how they would, or hanging out with friends or their group peers like they did before, if you start seeing people not answering calls and withdrawing from, you know, being with people, those are the times you want to see. And of course, the most severe is if somebody starts talking about death or wanting to harm and hurt themselves.
Yes.
Those are big red flags to watch out.
And how about just someone just staying in bed all the time?
Yes, and poor self-care, staying in bed, not talking to people, not eating as well, not taking showers, brushing your teeth.
Yes.
All those normal activities, or not going to the nail salon and getting your hair and nail done. Those small things, you start picking up on those clues and saying, this is time we really need to step in and manage this with more support and care.
Because is their brain telling them those things just really aren't that important?
Yes, and it's like that part of the brain is saying, yes, we really don't need this. I am not worth it. Mm. What is the point of it? All those different thought processes could be happening at that time.
Thank you. You're very soothing. I already feel good just hanging out with you. Okay, Lynette. Same with you, Lynette. You told us earlier that SSM Health St. Anthony offers some innovative treatments that are not widely offered. And this is something Dr. Verma had brought up, I think, in the very first 7 minutes or first segment of the show, and it's called TMS. Could you tell what TMS is, what a patient might expect if you're undergoing a TMS treatment? I mean, I'd first like to know just what TMS stands for.
TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Well, I would have guessed that. Kidding.
Yeah. It's actually a non-invasive, precise magnetic stimulation therapy that activates key areas of the brain that help the natural function of the brain's neurotransmitters that affect mood. So like serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
TMS treatments are available to patients with major depressive disorder who've tried other treatments such as antidepressants, which weren't successful. So the transcranial magnetic stimulator actually looks like a dental chair. So it's not scary.
Okay.
It just has an arm attached to it. And the stimulator sits at the end of that arm and it's placed on your forehead and it stimulates the prefrontal cortex with a magnetic pulse. And then the sessions are going to last about 18 minutes total. Appointment time is really about 25 minutes. And there are 36 sessions.
Okay.
Yeah. So we schedule those Monday through Friday during our office hours.
Does it depend on what type of insurance you have, if that's covered?
A lot of insurances cover it now.
Patients can drive themselves to and back from the session. So there is no downtime. You're fully awake during the session. There is a treatment provider in the session. Physician is available immediately if you need it for any reason. You can talk to the treatment provider in the room. You can watch TV while during the session. The only caveat is you cannot go to sleep. It is such an innovative and a great way to get this parts of the brain that have not been functioning well and are underworking during depression for a prolonged period of time to get that part of the brain active and working again. So people can eat and drink their meals right before and after the session. Mm. We have patients that come in during their lunch hour and go right back to work.
Wow.
So it's one of the most non-invasive ways to get help to get your brain to a healthier place.
And so the stimulation on your brain that you put on their head, what is that actually doing?
So it sits on the left side of the forehead and it specifically targets the prefrontal cortex, which is the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex part of the brain, which is not working as actively during depression. Mm-hmm. And the serotonin levels in those we have seen through multiple research papers and MRIs that have not been as active as they would be in a person who's not depressed. To get that part of the brain working and stimulated again is what the stimulation from the magnet does.
Okay, good. So that's TMS. All right, we're going to take another break here, and we will be right back on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball game, games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
That is us coming back in. This is Robin Gunn. I'm the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. OSJ happens to stand for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. And you can pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal at 650 locations. We have a 98% pickup rate. We've been in the community for 30 years. That makes us the longest running and original for the 50 plus or their adult children. I am finding or picking this up, looking for issues for their parents. And then I get calls all the time, even over the people that are marketing through here. They'll call me. I get to know everyone in this magazine. They're vetted. And so I encourage you to pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine to use as your resource guide, especially for the 50 plus. I'm going to ask Dr. Verma, and real quickly before I do, let me give you our website. It's okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word, okseniorjournal.com. Okay, without further doodly-doos. Dr. Verma, we see commercials all the time, all of us, if you've got the TV on. A commercial will come on for a medication for depression. But I understand you have a unique offering in your outpatient clinic called
Esketamine.
Tell us about this treatment, how it works, and who might be a good candidate for it.
So esketamine is a nasal spray treatment FDA approved for depression and for people who might have suicidal ideations. It is unique in the formulation as well as how it is dispensed or given to the patient. It is the only treatment so far that can be given as a nasal spray for depression. It has to be done in a setting where you are in a professional office. So you have to come into the physician's office and the spray is done. You stay in a calm, soothing environment for the next 2 hours.
Ah.
So we do understand it is an ask on a person's time, but it is worth the investment in yourself.
Is this something that also insurance would take care of?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. We have lots of insurances that cover it.
Okay, and so how would you... I know it's on somebody, it has to be a good candidate. What makes someone a good candidate for this?
So people who have depression for several years or a long period of time and have tried multiple medications, about 2 medications that they have not done well on or failed or had side effects from, they would qualify for having esketamine nasal spray as a treatment for depression. For some people who are on medications and have not had a full recovery from depression and are still having time in the day or life that is affected because of the depression, even though they have been on medication, they can stay on the medication and take the esketamine nasal spray as an additive treatment to the current regimen of medication they are on.
Okay, so you said the patient would be there for 2 hours.
Correct.
How often are they taking?
That's a very good question.
All right.
If you do it in a very regimented manner, it is 2 times a week for the first 4 weeks. So that's about a month of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Those 2 days that you come in for 2 times a week cannot be back-to-back. They have to be at least 24 hours apart. Following that, we do once a week for the next 8 weeks. So it's a total course of 3 months at this point. We can assess how far you have progressed, how much you have recovered. For some people, there could be a need for maintenance treatment, whether it's once in 2 weeks or once a month, for the following 6 months. So we have keep a close eye on people and see how they're progressing in the treatment.
Now, is this something that somebody is kind of loopy when they've done the spray?
Another good question. Initially, after taking the spray, there is a period where you have some amount of dissociation or feeling not so steady on your feet. So you're sitting in a very comfortable recliner. The lights are down in the room. You do have a call button by you. So in case you're not feeling well or feeling uncomfortable, you can press on it and a staff member will be with you to sit by you and help you through the process.
Okay. Can someone drive after this?
You cannot drive after
okay.
this.
That is, I thought that would be kind of not
yes.
good.
There is no driving or going back to work after this treatment.
I see.
So usually people will have a family member or somebody who can bring them in to the treatment and take them back after the treatment.
That is very good to know. So I'm going to look to you on this next question, Lynette. What is the best way for a senior or their caregiver to learn more about outpatient mental health services available through SSM Health St. Anthony?
Well, we would invite you to learn more about SSM Health Behavioral Health Services by visiting SSMHealth.com or by calling us at 405-272-7272 for inpatient. For outpatient, it's 405-272-7225. Again, that's 405-272-7225 for outpatient.
Okay.
And we'd also love for you to follow us on Facebook. So just search for SSM Health St. Anthony Hospital. We have lots of great content on Facebook regarding mental health and other health topics, and we'd love to connect with you.
Will you give out those 2 phone numbers again? Somebody's pencil broke. I heard it.
Sure. Absolutely. So for our inpatient services, it would be 405-272-7272.
Okay, 405-272-7272. Okay.
Very catchy.
Yes, it is.
And for our outpatient services, the phone number would be 405-272-7225.
And that's outpatient.
Yes, that's Dr. Okay. Verma's clinic. All of the wonderful services we talked about today, TMS and esketamine, yes, and her med management clinic, that's the number 405-272-7225.
Okay, and to go to your website again?
That is www.sssmhealth.com. SSMHealth.com.
Beautiful. And then you said you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
What's your at sign for that?
SSM Health Saints.
What is it again?
SSM Health Saints.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break. This is our quickest break. We'll be gone only not even a whole minute. And when we come back, we're going to let both Lynette and Dr. Verma kind of just wrap up the show and what they want you to take away from this today here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. Freedom 96.9 FM. This is Robin Gunn coming back in here. We are wrapping up the show. I'm going to let Dr. Verma from SSM Health, St. Anthony, do that. And I want you to remember, you are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
And what we like to say, we are making a better life for the 50-plus and those that love them. And I can tell that you all have a heart for what you're doing for mental health and those patients.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Verma, just tell the audience what you would really like them to take away from this.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to reach out to
Absolutely.
The people. Such a valuable part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health has been long neglected in our community for various reasons. But at this time, after the pandemic and during the pandemic, we have all realized how important and crucial it is for a complete well-being of every individual out there. And each person is precious, and they need to be able to live a life of dignity. That if one thing I want anybody to take away is that people have the right to live a life of dignity. People have the right to make choices, be better. Our goal is to provide all possible aspects of mental health care under one roof. Just walk through the door and ask for help, we are here.
Mm.
Don't be ashamed, don't be scared to ask for help, because there's often a stigma attached with mental illness. And if anything we can do is to take away the stigma, we as providers and you as people who need help, please come in. We are here to help you.
There's treatment out there. Nobody would walk around with a broken leg. Not any of you would. And so this is more on the inside.
Right.
And but it does affect your behavior.
Everything. It affects every aspect of life. Nobody suffers from anxiety or depression alone. They often think they do. But the ripple effects are like throwing a stone in the pond, and everybody, whether that's the immediate family, people they work with, or the entire community, has ripple effects from this one person who feels that they're suffering alone.
That's right. I've heard that mental health at least affects 16 other people from the person that has it.
That's so true.
Lynette, I'd like to give out that phone number again for both inpatient and outpatient, and then the website.
So for our inpatient, it's 405-272-7272.
Beautiful.
And then for our outpatient clinic, it's 405-272-7225. Our website is SSMHealth.com.
This is SSM Health St. Anthony. It's my go-to that I tell people, you know, I even find my dermatologist from there. I love that you have the largest here in Oklahoma on mental health. We will be back next week with another show, probably not as good as this one. Bet it won't be. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which one last time, ladies, stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. Forever.